From deep in the heart of Texas, good evening, Cougar football fans, and welcome inside Gerald J. Ford Stadium in Dallas, a 32,000-seat home of the SMU Mustangs, a team on a nine-game home win streak. BYU out tonight to snap that streak and pick up its first away win since September of last season. Knee-high snap to Stone. Hands to Smith. He strung it out and stopped for a loss is Brashard Smith. Harrison Taggart finishes off, but it was a host of Cougars there to meet Smith on the run to the right, setting up a third and long. Passing situation for the Mustangs on a short drop. Stone tapping the toes in the backfield, and he goes down. Jack Kelly with the sack between the hash marks back at the 16-yard line. And SMU will punt it away. A defensive three and out for the Cougars. Pocket holds for Retzloff. Throws to the crosser. Tight end makes the catch and has the first down. Out to the line to gain. And that is Reiner Swanson with his first catch as a Cougar. The freshman moves the sticks for BYU on third down and nine, a gain of 10. Play fake. Pressure in on Stone, and he is going down. Back at the 45 of SMU. Blake Mangelson got a crack at him and may have been the one to get credit for the sack, but two were in. Was it Kelly and Mangelson?
Yes, it was Jack Kelly again. So Jack Kelly and Blake Mangelson working together at the line of scrimmage with a couple of different stunts, and they find each other in the backfield.
Option to the left, pitch back to LJ. LJ's got to make a man miss to move the sticks, and does. On second down and four, got himself five, and he looked to be stopped short of the line, but made a nice little sidestep and fell forward for BYU's second first down of the first quarter. Two receiving options left and right. A play look to the left, a sprint to the right, little lob to Epps as the first down. Cody makes the catch and is into SMU territory. Well, nice find from Jake Retzloff there. Nice job getting open by Cody Epps. Lassiter motions. The give is LJ. No, it's a keep by Jake. Jake lowers the shoulders. He runs it left to the 42, a gain of six. I beg your pardon, a gain of four, setting up second and sixth. They may give him five on the lean. Yeah, Retzloff for five to the 42. So it is second down and five for BYU on the keeper by Jake Retzloff. Sprint to the right on third down and five. Throws on the run high, and a catch made by Keelan Marion. Oh, it's knocked out incomplete. Oh, he had it.
He had it,
and it came down as he came to the ground.
He had it.
He's claiming he made the catch and hit the ground with the football, and they're saying incomplete.
Play of an incomplete pass is under review.
Because that review of a Keelan Marion attempted catch turned into a confirmed catch. Keelan Marion left. Retzloff will throw. Tasse makes a diving catch. Touchdown! Mataba Tasse is not being helped to his feet yet because he took a hard tumble in the end zone, making the catch for the score. He had to kind of slightly bobble it, tip it to himself, and come down with the ball. He makes a catch. He pays a price as he remains down in the end zone. But it's a touchdown catch by Mataba Tasse, his second in as many games. It is 6-0 BYU. They're in the eye. EB blocking for Johnson. Sprint to the right. Jennings throws. End zone. Incomplete. And BYU takes over on downs. In the end zone, the tight end Hibner got a hand on it, but the pass is just wide and no damage done. As SMU gets inside the 10, comes away with nothing. Felt high snap. Stone looks to the right. Going down, Isaiah Glasker with BYU's third sack of the night. Glasker went shooting into the backfield, and now SMU's backed up to third and long. Stone settles in the pocket again. Pressure hit as he throws. Nearly intercepted. Harrison Taggart got hands on it and couldn't haul it in, and that was with Stone throwing with a man in his face, took the pop. Omalatai, Banya, and Latui now, the three down linemen. Option pitch to the left to Smith, and Smith is well tackled as he runs it left. Crew Wakely got in to make the tackle. Rico, sky high. And there's a wave away by the Mustangs. It'll take a Mustang bounce, however. Oh, and hit a Mustang! BYU football! The Cougs catch a break at the 36. The Mustangs were waving away. It hit the turf. It hit off the back of an SMU player, and the Cougars pounce on it. First down and 10 at the SMU 36-yard line. A massive play, and did BYU need that? Rapati, good run. On second down and 10, he got nearly 10. In fact, I thought he had the line to gain. Play fake. Retzloff. Complete. Nicely done. Darius Lassiter at the 40-yard line. 45-50. Darius on his feet. 45-40. 35. 30-yard line. Inside the 30. Still on his feet. The pile pushing. 26-yard line. Retzloff to Lassiter. And that became an explosive play as Darius took it into SMU territory. And then the pile kept on pushing and moving and surging at first and 10. BYU all the way down to the SMU 26. Retzloff will see a direct snap go to Navahine, give it back to Jake, and Jake will throw on the run, finds Tase 30, 25, hurdle, 20, spin down, red zone possession for BYU. The direct snap goes to Navahine, got it to Retzloff, who finds Tase, and the Cougars are inside the 21st and 10. Double tight and wide receiver left, Lassiter to the right, Retzloff in the gun, the motion man is Roberts, the give is Navahine, opens up and touchdown! Enoch Navahine from 9 yards out. And for the first time as a BYU Cougar, Enoch Navahine scores. And the Cougs are in front 13-12. Davis motions out to the right as the lob is to the right corner of the end zone. And Keanu Hill makes the two-point reception. So hands called for Keanu. He had two big catches on this drive. That one for a two-point conversion that makes the score 15-12, BYU by three. Jennings takes a snap off his right hip and throws, intercepted by the Cougars at the far boundary. Picked off, and Mark Collins has his sixth career pick, first as a Cougar. The defense stands tall and makes a massive play, protecting a three-point lead. First and 10 from its own five, Hinkley Ropati is once again the running back. Takes the handoff and shakes off a tackle to the far side. Big run, Ropati, his biggest of the night. And moves the sticks for BYU. Give Hinkley 13 yards out to the 18 on the first play of the drive. Rashard Smith takes a high direct snap. The running back takes off and leans to the 5-yard line. The ball came loose. The Cougars recover. Do they call it dead or is it Cougar football? They say ball down. They'll take a look at this.
The previous play is under review.
Here comes the call. We await the judgment.
After review, the ball was loose prior to being down. Recovered by BYU. First down.
Shard Smith off the back left hip of Jennings. Play fake. Didn't like what he saw down. Oh, he gets lit up! Oh, my goodness! Tyler Batty, was that Batty again?
Yes.
Stood him up. Kevin Jennings running to his left just got rocked, and it was a clean hit, and he was snapped back. First and 10 at the BYU 25. Davis off the left hip of Retzloff. The pull away from Miles, and the slide by Chase Roberts makes the catch, takes a hit, and moves the sticks. A 14-yard reception to Chase Roberts between the hash marks. The intermediate throw, and Roberts hauls it in for his second catch of the night. Retzloff in the gun with Davis, the motion man Marion. They fake jet sweep. They pitch back to Miles. He's got space to run down the sideline. The 40, the 30, the 20, the 15 on fourth and one. Miles Davis takes the toss and takes it into the red zone. Riggs will snap to Vanderhaar. There is the snap. Placement down. Kick on its way. And he hammers it through for three. BYU is back in front. The hand clap again. A low snap. Jennings forced out to his right. Pressure coming. Throwing on the run. And throws it into the SMU team area. Well, outside the tackle box to pass the line of scrimmage. It'll now go to fourth and 10. He was rushed by Jack Kelly. So hands, it comes down to one play for the defense to make on a fourth and 10 by SMU.
But Jack Kelly is everything he's built to be. That he was shot out of a cannon from the middle of the field to get out there and cover for Kevin Jennings on the outside and force that incompletion. Jack Kelly's been so good tonight, holding that edge and really making these quarterbacks throw.
It would be fitting if the defense makes the play to win the game. Fourth and 10. Shotgun snap, Jennings. Jennings forced out to his left. Squares to throw. Goes deep downfield, and it is incomplete. Falls well in front of the intended receiver, and BYU's going to win this one here in Dallas. The Mustangs' 9-game home win streak will come to an end. BYU will go to 2-0, 1:25 on the clock. SMU can stop the clock once, but BYU can go into victory formation and kneel this out. Literally one more snap will do it, and that will send the Cougars to 2-0, dropping SMU to 2-1, and we're off to Laramie.
And you become one of the few, the bold and the brave, to get a win out of this stadium.
The snap, the kneel, the ball game. That has done it. It was a 4th and 10. The D had one more play to make, and they did it. And SMU gains nothing on its final possession. BYU wins it by a final score of 18-15.